At night, giraffes hum, a sound akin to a huge double bass. But they're silent by day, so when they communicate, it's mainly by visual or tactile cues. And in Kenya, at the equator, our resident explorer, Mark Seth Lender, eavesdropped on a pair of young giraffes having just that kind of conversation.
In the only way they can, five giraffes are lying down, necks towering, feet tucked under, like shallow-rooted trees. They have chosen this patch of grass that mounds up above the plain for the safety of the view. One by one they rise, long legs awkward in their unfolding, and in their stately upright way walk toward a stand of acacia where they will feed. Some yards behind, two remain. They are 6 months, maybe a year apart, giraffe at 4/5 and 2/3 scale, elder brother and little man, and the 800 pounds between them. Little man presses his chest against his brother's flank and slowly rubs neck to neck once, twice, and once again, his horns coming to rest well below the other's chin. And in reply, elder swings the mallet of his head down, down on little man, and once, twice, thumps him in the ribs. And so it begins. Now it's little man's turn. Five tries, love taps, none connecting, then stops and strokes and rubs his cheek on elder brother's throat as if to say, "We're only kidding, right?" Elder brother leans and gently rests his head on little man's. "Let's go." Little man licks his brother's long tufted tail, the conversation continuing, "Then show me again." A horn slams into that tender place back of the forelimb. Little man bounces sideways to the blow and gives it a try. Hit front leg, hit back leg. Now this place, now that place. And they turn and turn and round each other like a maypole, the kettle drum and the piccolo. Little man, like a duster. Elder, like a deadfall. Like a near miss, like a stonewall. Like a backslap, like a hardball, like an air kiss, like a closed fist, the flick of a wrist, like splitting rails, an iron nail sent home in one blow. This is what it feels like, little man. This is what it means to fight. An act of generosity, beyond the casual encounter that it seems. When little man is big man, will he remember or forget the teacher old man used to be?